let's just hand out cash. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's happening again. Every so often, like a car wreck, the stock market forces you to look at it, even though there are some analysts saying there's really nothing to see here.
We had an explosive rally. This is the fifth pullback. This is the first one that's reached 10%.
In fact, there is good news. Despite the big oil spill, the price of gas is down for now anyway. Price of gold is down. The really bright spot, inflation is down. In fact, some of the news is so good, there are economists who think it's too good. They're warning again that we could get deflation, which would mean people have money but don't spend it because they don't think any more is coming, and so they wait for prices to go down even further until economic activity stops, except for people begging for bus money on street corners. If we let that happen, that would be crazy, because the cure for deflation is so simple. It's to hand out more cash, cut taxes, send out checks, whatever it takes. But Dave, we're Americans. We don't take something for nothing. I understand. But this would not be something for nothing. I would see it as a dividend for good behavior. The middle class has taken pay cuts and benefit cuts, even though we work just as hard as before, and yet most of us have managed to remain upstanding, law-abiding citizens. So the way I'd frame it would be, every American who has no criminal record would get a $2,000 good behavior dividend. Check or tax cut, your choice. Reward the good guys, pump money into the economy. If we can pay off Taliban tribal leaders simply for behaving themselves, we can pay our own people. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.